Kids across the Washington area are back in school after the long winter break, so this is really a good time to help your kids establish good habits.
Well, joining us live, Ann Dolan, president of Educational Connections Tutoring. Ann used to teach in Fairfax County, and her book is called Homework Made Simple. Ann, Happy New Year. Thanks for coming back on with us.
Thank you.
So getting organized is often at the top of everyone's list when it comes to the new year. How can we help our kids?
Well, the first place is the backpack. You know, these days, kids don't use their lockers and their desks nearly as much because they transport everything through their backpack, including their laptop. They don't have as many books these days. So it's really important for kids to keep an organized backpack. And you can help your child by using the CAT system, CAT with a K. So K is for keep. Help your child first take out all their materials out of their backpack, and then determine what are the things that your child needs to keep. These are the things that they're typically working on at the current time. And then as archive, what are the things that they may need later on, but they don't necessarily need now? I always encourage kids to keep those old tests and study guides because teachers will often take future questions from those materials. And then lastly is T for toss. What are the things your child can pitch, can get rid of? And these are usually old homework assignments they don't need to reference anymore.
Okay, so the backpack is one thing, Anne. How about the rest of it when it comes to organization?
Well, whenever it comes to organization, the key is in developing a new habit is to tie it to something that you already do. So let's say in your family, every Sunday night you have a family dinner. At the end of the family dinner, it can be your clean sweep time or your cat time, your backpack clean out time, where everybody's in on the act of getting organized. And it doesn't have to be just your messy child, but it's even the adults in the family. And so for 15 or 20 minutes, and this is programmed into your phone as a reminder, everybody's in on the act of either cleaning out their backpack, cleaning up their study area, sorting through their folders, whatever it is, but everybody is in on getting organized. And that way, you're maintaining neatness throughout the months instead of just doing it one time at the beginning.
And how about helping your kids with initiative? This way, they're independent and responsible, and the good habits go on.
Yes, and that is the key to help kids be responsible and take that initiative. Often when they walk through the door at the end of the school day, we'll ask the question, do you have any homework? And it's not a great question because there's a one-word answer, yes or no, and it doesn't really require any critical thinking. Instead, it's better to ask our kids powerful questions. So in this case, it might be, what are your priorities today when it comes to homework? And that way your kids start to think what they have to do first, second, and third. And although they may not always verbalize it to you, it does get their brains kind of moving in that direction and thinking about their priorities for the weekend.
That's such great advice. Can you come live with us, Anne? That would just be the easiest way to handle this.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Ann Dolan, president of Educational Connections Tutoring. Her book is called Homework Made Simple.